Thanks for having me.
Now, why have you decided to petition rather than march this year?
We're looking at this as an opportunity to speak with 12,000 of our community members about some of the issues that are confronting us. And what better way to do that than in a parade, which is partly a celebration of our culture and protests about the things that we need to be addressing in terms of legislation and equality.
And so how do New South Wales's anti-discrimination laws compare to other states and territories?
New South Wales has probably the loosest anti-discrim laws there are. And I guess our position is looking at best practice and making sure that the constituents of New South Wales are protected. So what our concerns are that there are protections against people who discriminate against people on the basis of homosexuality and being transgender. And we're concerned about those wide-ranging exceptions, and in particular for young people who are in private schools or faith-based schools, where kids can still be expelled and teachers can still be fired just simply for being lesbian, gay or trans.
And, I mean, now the religious institutions often defend discrimination against LGBT people as freedom of religion. What do you think of this defence?
But I think it's really important to acknowledge that there are faith-based organisations out there that are doing a lot of work. And I think we can see, based on the people who are participating in Mardi Gras this year, you know, Muslims Against Homophobia, the Australian Catholics, the roundtable discussion and queer thinking discussions that have happened recently, that there is a community within the faith-based community that support the LGBT and I community. And I think what we're talking about is not denying religious freedom, but looking to include all of us under that legislation. So it's not about taking anything away from anyone, but including everyone.
And the petition mentions that bisexual and intersex people aren't provided protections under the 1977 Anti-Discrimination Act. Is this another exception you want removed?
It's not actually an exception, it's just that they're not included, so it's not mentioned. And I guess that's part of the issue as well, whereas within the Anti-Discrimination Act, homosexuality and being transgender is explicitly mentioned within that. We're also looking at a federal level too, where there are inconsistencies in what the legislation says. So what we'd be looking for, both on a state and federal level, is comprehensive inclusion for everyone.
And up until now, have you worked towards creating petition, or is this the first time you'll be going into, I think you said 12,000 people and getting signatures? So have you guys done this before, or in what other ways?
Yeah, so we have done a lot of petitioning in the past, but never in the activation area at Mardi Gras. This is a new experience for us and an experimental opportunity, I suspect. And I guess we figured it's really important to be having these conversations with our community. And the best way to talk to people who are obviously there that support what it is that GLRL do are probably going to be in that area. So we thought that it's an opportunity for us to start having those face-to-face conversations in a meaningful way, not just over social media or through newsletters or community consultations. This is like a massive community consultation as far as we're concerned.
Of course. And how many signatures are you hoping to gather at the march?
As many as we possibly humanly can.
Well, wishing you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Lauren Foy, co-convener of the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby on New South Wales's anti-discrimination laws.